The first two matches of the National Basketball League Grand Final take place this weekend. Tonight at 7:30 p.m, Melbourne United welcomes the Adelaide 36ers to its court, looking to make home court advantage count. This season, the final will be a best-of-five encounter, and even if Melbourne does not get the start it wants on Friday, centre Josh Boone says hope will remain.
You play a team multiple times in a row, you have a chance to make adjustments, and the things that have worked in the first two games aren't going to work in the next couple of games. So I think that's really the most challenging thing, and you know, things tend to get a little bit chippier as the games go on as well. You get tired of seeing the same guys over and over again, but it's going to be a fun one. I think it's going to be a really fun series.
Melbourne has every reason to feel confident, having won all four matches between the two sides so far this season. But 36ers captain Mitch Creek says there is no reason his side cannot get off to a winning start to the series despite that poor run.
We understand there's a massive challenge ahead. It's going to take three wins, and over five games it's going to be very close. So, you know, we're just confident in ourselves and our own abilities. Everyone's accepted a role, and, you know, I don't think Melbourne's seen that yet. So it'll be a good challenge for both of us.
The teams head to Adelaide on Sunday for Game 2, and SBS has live coverage of that match at 3 p.m. And there is also live English Premier League action for football fans in the early hours of Sunday morning, when SBS provides coverage of Stoke City's clash with Everton. Stoke is desperate for a win as it tries to climb out of the relegation zone. Meanwhile, the Winter Paralympics continue in Pyeongchang. While many nations are not represented due to financial constraints in their home countries, teams like Australia are making the most of what has been a wonderful experience. Sean Pianta is competing in the Paralympics after losing his sight 10 years ago. The 29-year-old's Paralympic dream of competing in the slalom skiing event almost ended 8 weeks ago when he suffered a serious knee injury. He made it onto the plane to South Korea to compete, though, and his father, Fred Pianta, has told Channel 7 his example should act as an inspiration to anyone with a disability.
Anyone with a disability can achieve, and it's just a great family atmosphere. And I encourage people that want to get involved in this sort of sport to do it, because it can bring great rewards, great happiness, and just a great feeling.
The Winter Paralympics come to a close on Monday. In other sport this weekend, it's round two of the National Rugby League, with the big match in Brisbane between the Brisbane Broncos and the North Queensland Cowboys. That starts tonight at 8:05. North Queensland is hoping injured 5'8" Michael Morgan will be fit for the clash. The Cowboys playmaker is struggling with an abdominal strain, and coach Paul Green is mindful that type of injury needs to be treated with caution.
It's one of those injuries that you just don't know how they're going to recover. Once that you do a bit, you might feel all right when you do a bit, but then pull up pretty sore the next day. So the risk is with those is if you sort of push them too hard too early, then they drag on for quite a while.
Also in action this weekend is football's A-League. Ladder-leading Sydney FC host the Brisbane Roar on Saturday evening, while on Sunday, the Melbourne Victory faces the Central Coast Mariners.